and we're finally here tonight.
Yeah, really excited. He's a great guy. He's a bulldog. He's a really good competitor. So always, you know, love playing behind him, and I'm looking forward to watching him out there.
Being a fellow rookie in the clubhouse to see what Austin's doing so quickly, so rapidly, what's it been like watching him do that?
Well, it's awesome. I mean, he's got a great swing. He's got all the talent in the world. So just watching him kind of be able to relax and, you know, an exciting time, you know, in your first however many games of the big leagues is really tough. So his ability to just kind of slow things down right away has been impressive.
What can we expect from Joe? You've seen him pitch before. What do you think he's going to rely on? What do you think he's going to do tonight in terms of your experience with him?
He's a competitor out there. He throws strikes. He, you know, attacks. And, yeah, he's someone you love playing behind. He's just someone you want on your team. But, yeah, he's gonna attack the zone, be aggressive, and he comes at you.
What's his best pitch from the Houston?
You'd have to ask him. I think all of his pitches are really good.
You get the sense he's pretty amped up for this?
Yeah, I mean, he's already thrown in a World Series, so I'm sure he's able to, with that experience, slow things down today. But yeah, I'm sure he's excited. It's his first start with the new team, so I know he's been traded before, so he's been through the experience.
I don't know if you were asked this already. Sorry if you were. You may see Jordan Hicks this weekend. He touched 105 a couple times last weekend. As a hitter, how do you prepare for someone knowing that they could hit a fastball, or for him, I guess it's a sinker, that would be 105 miles an hour?
Yeah, obviously you got to get ready earlier, for sure. But yeah, we faced him before. I don't think he touched that high, but you could tell he's got all the talent in the world, so you just try to go up there and compete.
When you have a guy who throws that hard, do you all of a sudden maybe buy into the exit velocity stuff if you can get a hold of one of those?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's throwing real hard, you know, you probably have to try to do less almost, just try to make contact and put yourself in a good position to hit. But yeah, harder throwers, you try to slow things down a little bit.